an expert in the law, stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite came to that place, saw him, and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him. And when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating him with oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.'" Now, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The story that we call the Good Samaritan is certainly the most well-known story that Jesus told. It's part of our culture. There are Good Samaritan laws all over the world. Laws that provide legal protection for those who provide assistance, for those who have been injured, or those who are in trouble. This story that Jesus tells is basically a story about mercy and compassion. It's a good thing that mercy and compassion find such a high place in our world today. We need this. We need mercy and compassion. And it's a good thing that the world knows that Jesus was all about mercy and compassion. So 3 people pass by an injured, half-dead man. 2 of them don't show mercy, don't show compassion, and 1 does. Now, it was obvious to all 3 that if nothing was done, the man would soon die. I imagine that what went through the mind, the heart, and the soul of that 3rd person was this: don't let him die. I think that's what went through him. Don't let him die. The context of this story is the discussion between Jesus and an expert in the law. Now, that means the law of Moses. This wasn't civil law, the law of Moses. So he asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The expert in the law answered very clearly. 1, the law says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And 2, love your neighbor as yourself. That's the law. And Jesus told this expert in the law that he was correct. But he was correct because of his question and the word inherit. The question isn't, what must I do to earn eternal life? That wasn't the question. The question was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? To inherit something means to receive possessions or personalities from parents and ancestors. For example, I've often said that I've inherited my physical characteristics from my father, and my personality characteristics are from my mother. What did I do to inherit these? Nothing. I didn't do anything to receive this inheritance. When I became part of the family, I inherited a wealth of things. Some good, some not so good. Jesus and the expert of the law were discussing the importance of being part of God's family. As a child of God, we inherit the characteristics of God. The characteristics of God that we're talking about in this story are mercy and compassion. And as believers, we have inherited those characteristics of God, mercy and compassion. And Jesus said to the expert in the law, "Do this and you will live." But there's a problem. No one is able to do this perfectly. And the expert in the law knew that. And every single one of us can say that I've failed at one time or other to show mercy or compassion. Every single one of us can say that at one time or other I have failed to love God. I have failed to love neighbor. The expert in the law knew that. He knew that he had failed in his lifetime. So he asked, "Who is my neighbor? Maybe I haven't failed as badly as I thought. Maybe I haven't failed as badly as it looks." Now, there's a theory about the story of the Good Samaritan that I personally like a lot. To me, it addresses the culture of the day when Jesus lived, but it also addresses the divine heart of Jesus. The theory is this, that the story of the Good Samaritan was not original with Jesus, but he changed it. Jesus starts telling a popular story, a story that was known in the day. The expert in the law knows the story. As he begins to hear it, it's very familiar to him. And he's going to feel pretty good about what he's going to hear. But Jesus changes it. The details about the victim were the same. The first two passers-by were the same. They were always a priest and a Levite. And they were leaders of the organized religion of the day. Organized religion. The third person to pass by in the original story was an ordinary believer, not a leader, not a religious leader, not the organized religion, just an ordinary person. The original story was simple: be better than the religious leaders. But Jesus changed the story there. The third person was a Samaritan. Now, the organized religion of the day said that it's okay to hate Samaritans. Their religion was different. We can hate them because they have a different religion. They don't believe what we believe. It's okay to hate them. That's what organized religion taught them. Their heritage was different. They were a mixture of Jews and Gentiles. They called them half-breeds. They weren't pure in their blood. It's okay to despise and hate them. They didn't say the name Samaritan without spitting it. And notice that even the lawyer didn't say the Samaritan was the good guy in the story. No, he said the one who showed mercy. We'll just call him that one. According to the organized religion of the day, Samaritans were supposed to be hated. Samaritans were neighbors, but in geography only. And the law of Moses was all about spiritual neighbors. So for a Samaritan to be a neighbor, for a Samaritan to come in and show the characteristics of God, mercy and compassion, that really changed the story. Because Jesus is saying, think of neighbor in the way God thinks of neighbor, not the organized religion. God is love. Don't let love die. God is mercy. Don't let mercy die. God is compassion. Don't let compassion die within you. I watched a video the other day of a man pretending to be homeless. He was filming the reactions of people when he asked for a dollar. That's all he asked for, a dollar. The video showed how dozens of people would or wouldn't give to this beggar. Some of the people looked like ordinary people. Some were obviously wealthy when you looked at their cars. But there were two back-to-back encounters in this video that for me were very powerful. I watched them over and over, actually. The first was a man who literally yelled at the person asking for a dollar. All he was asking for was a dollar. And this man intently, he yelled at him, yelled so loudly that passersby looked over and could hear it, yelling at him to get out of the way. And that was uncomfortable for me to watch. It was an extreme reaction, hard to understand even. But the next encounter, the pretend beggar walks up to a real homeless man, standing on a sidewalk with a cardboard sign, asking for money, and they had a conversation. The pretend beggar said that some people were very mean to him, and the real homeless person understood, but encouraged him. He said, you know, there's good people out there. There's people who will help. You just have to wait and be patient. They'll show up. And then this homeless man went back to his shopping cart and he pulled out a handful of change and gave it to the pretend beggar. Which of these people were neighbor to the beggar? Obviously, in the words of Luke, the storyteller, the one who showed mercy. Even though he had the least, he was neighbor. And this is what Jesus means. You're a child of God. You've inherited the characteristics of God, of mercy and compassion. Go and do likewise. Don't let love die. The expert in the law, quoting the law, said, love your neighbor as yourself. But as disciples of Jesus, which we are, we've inherited a new characteristic from our Savior. Because Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. This is from the one who died on the cross, sacrificing himself for the salvation of the world. The last words of a Good Friday song I wrote goes, it was for love he died. It was for love. And love rose from the grave, resurrected in glory and peace and hope and joy. This is our inheritance. Eternal life. This is who we are. We share in the glory, the peace, the hope, the joy the love of Christ. This is our inheritance. This is what we receive. We receive this here again today. And God says to us, go and do likewise. Let us pray. Lord God, when we were at our lowest, when we were injured, when we were in the pit of hurt and pain, by our own sins or by the sins of others, you came to us, refusing to let love die. You heal us. You lift us up. You send us angels. You give us a community of faith. You heal our hearts and our souls. You pull us up and save us. You give us yourself. And today, Lord God, today we hear you say to us, go and do likewise.